This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week, we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind-the-scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a hairy little segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Light the candles and get out your kneelers. It's time to talk about the Catholic Church. In a letter responding to questions from cardinals around the world, Pope Francis said he is open to Catholic priests blessing same-sex unions. Pope Francis is by no means ending the Vatican's overall stance on gay marriage, but rather endorsing a case-by-case approach to these blessings. This is one step on a long road toward ending years of stigma and taboo for queer people in the church. Though, as someone who watches a lot of gay porn, I gotta ask, at what cost?
A new frontier in sex tourism just dropped. Berlin's Psy Brothel, which claims to be the first of its kind, provides clients the opportunity to rent realistic sex dolls and engage in VR porn. Though similar concepts have existed in Japan for years, Psy Brothel's dolls each boast unique personalities, traits, and voice actors, offering its clients a truly immersive experience. Even as sex dolls in VR get more realistic, it's important to remember the difference between dolls and humans. There's a joke about Barbie in there, but I'm too busy looking up sex doll voice actor auditions on Actors Access.
New Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has made headlines for using anti-porn software again. A 2022 clip recently resurfaced showing Speaker Johnson discussing his usage of Covenant Eyes, an app devoted to freeing users from the chains of pornography. The app mines its users' data and produces weekly reports to the user's accountability partner, alerting them to any objectionable content. Speaker Johnson's accountability partner is his teenage son, who, according to Johnson, has a clean slate, making him one of a small percentage of teenagers whose porn consumption is celebrated by their parents.
Bonafide brunette babe Riley Reed has launched her own AI avatar with site Clona.ai. Her avatar was trained using footage from Reed's YouTube videos, podcasts, interviews, and adult work to truly capture her essence. Per Clona.ai's rules, users are prohibited from chatting about anything sexual or taboo with avatars like Reed's, but they are able to talk about just about anything else under the sun for $30 a month. As great as this service is, it just makes me wonder, can AI really replace a real-life brunette? And that leads us to today's topic. Brunette!
Just because we like to make it about us.
Yeah, anytime we can. You know, I'm selfish. Listen, we've done a topic about blonde. We've done a topic about redhead. It seemed only fair.
Yeah. You know? We got to include ourselves excessively, frankly.
I mean, I talk about myself all day long. Especially on my podcast. But yeah, you know, I just thought it would be kind of interesting to take a look at it. Since brunette is, you know, one of the biggest, I mean, it's more.
It's a big old search term.
It is.
We're popular, okay?
What's the percentage of people that have brown hair?
Most people that are white.
20% of the world's population has brown hair.
I was way off.
Yeah. But actually, I know, I thought that was weird too, but it's most people have the highest hair color? What am I trying to say? The most common color of hair is actually black.
Oh, yeah.
Closely followed by brown.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, I did modify my answer with white people.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, fair. And then blonde, and then obviously like a very small percentage of us
have red hair.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I know 20%, you would think that it would be more.
I'm proud of 20%. I'll take it.
But then it makes sense when you think about like, yeah, I guess like, but like, is brunette like a subsect of, no, it's not. It's its own color.
Under the banner of what?
Of like black hair.
Are those just kinds of brunette?
Are they just kind of brunette?
I guess that bring up a question that like, if you told me someone was brunette and I looked at their hair and it was much darker than mine.
Right.
To the point of being like, sure, that's a raven, say a raven haired gal, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I would still count that as we could be brown hair, we could be brunette.
Uh-huh.
So people, when you say there's more people with black hair, then I'm like getting out of.
And then I'm like, well, are they actually brunette?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
My whole life, everyone is like, you have black hair. And I was like, no, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a very deep.
Was that really hard for you?
It was upsetting, clearly. It was a setting because it's a very deep, dark brown.
Deep, dark brown.
It hasn't been my natural. I haven't had my natural hair color in, I don't know, years. But you can see it like underneath here, you know.
Yeah.
Like it is a very dark brown. And I was like, no. It's dark, 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 dark brown.
Yeah.
It's not black.
Mm-hmm.
Justice
which brings
for
up
brunette.
The question of the stats from.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Now I honestly don't even
how
know what
do
brunette
you identify?
Is anymore.
Yeah. I mean.
I thought this was like a pretty cut and dry definition compared to other episodes. And now.
No.
I'm out to sea.
Right. And there are many shades of brunette.
Mm-hmm.
You
ooh,
know?
Look at this list of shades.
I know. Deepest brunette, which
milk
I would,
chocolate
I, that's
brown,
how I feel.
Dark you know? Chestnut brown. Yeah, deepest brunette. Is that you?
Yeah.
It's
there's
sensual
also some,
somehow.
Like,
I know. Oh, I'm a deep
deepest,
brunette.
Deepest brunette.
What the fuck am I? Walnut brown?
Caramel brown? You've got some caramely.
Do I have some caramel?
Yeah.
I mean, I also have some color, but
mousy.
It's...
Imagine like having to describe your hair as mousy. That's upsetting to me.
I think of mousy as a texture more
me
than a
too.
Color.
I think of it as like flat, thin.
Thin
you know?
and
light
yeah.
ash brown.
Yeah. Oh, maple brown's kind of nice. Maybe I'm maple brown.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Can I be delicious?
Yeah. Sounds really yummy. And there's a lot of, I think, like preconceived notions about people with brown hair, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I was really trying to find, like, historically, like, where, you know, I mean, same thing when we did the episode on blonde, but, like, where it came across, like, brunettes were intelligent, sophisticated, serious.
And why are blondes the bimbos?
Fun.
Like,
yeah.
Justice for brunette bimbos.
We're out here, babe. There are brunette bimbos, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that you know, there was like this study that was done of like a scientific reason why men either prefer brunettes or blondes from Elite Daily. A female test subject sat in a nightclub over the course of several weeks, changing her hair over the course of the weeks and counting up like how many men approached her. And the subject was approached by about 30% more men when they were blonde. But they had a follow-up study where they asked men to state like which the same woman and they said like who was more beautiful. And they said the men favored the brunette.
Interesting.
I know.
It's an interesting variable or lack thereof that is the same woman.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because
yes.
I almost feel like there's other elements of her features that may or may not work better with the hair colors.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Right. But it's funny to me that they think that like, oh, she's more approachable when she's blonde. You know?
Yeah.
But like a brunette is serious.
Yeah. Scary.
You know?
Yeah. Sophisticated.
It's like gentlemen, well, and also gentlemen prefer blondes, but gentlemen marry brunettes.
Is that the rest of that expression?
Yeah. Yes. That they marry brunettes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which is so fascinating to me because maybe I should try being blonde because I'm still single as a brunette. You know? Nothing's worked so far.
I just pictured you as a blonde and it was intense. I don't know that we need that.
Yeah.
I love the these amber tones.
Sure.
I like what you do with red.
Thank you. I like to spread
red and dark
brown. I like to have fun.
Yeah.
Something you should know about me is I like to have fun.
I didn't know that about you. I don't know how I missed that. In all of our years of friendship, I was like, she's really a fucking downer.
She's serious.
Chick. No,
she's so serious.
No capacity for a good time.
Also, John Millward, my guy, he did the digging deep, the inside look into the adult film, Internet Adult Film Database.
Yes.
And he like, you know, went through all this research. He found that 39.1% of female performers have brown hair.
39%. 39.
More than 32% blonde.
Interesting.
So more porn performers have brown hair.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy. But yeah, so the idea, like he also like took what the most like common porn star would be, you know, like.
Yeah,
unit.
He sort of made an avatar of like, this is the.
And they would be brunette.
Yeah.
And it would have a B cup and their name would be Nikki.
Yeah. And my name would be Nikki.
Yeah. Which is so weird because
it's not what you think. Everyone's like, it would be a massive titted blonde.
No.
Yeah.
Gone are those days.
The name Nikki tracks though.
Yeah. Well, it's what's funny is my sister is a brunette named Nikki.
Oh,
well,
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, she's got a line of work available to her anytime
but
she wants it.
But so many, like we always think, I think, you know, like 10 years ago, I think whenever we thought of a porn performer, we thought of like Jenna Jameson.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's shifted to what, Riley Reid?
Who do we? Yeah, sure. Riley Reid. She's very famous. Also, here's the top brunette porn stars. I made a list.
What a beautiful segue. I didn't even mean to.
Well, thank you for teeing it up.
Anytime.
Lana Rhodes, Angela White, Abella Danger, Violet Myers, Lena Paul, Emily Willis, Autumn Falls, Adriana Chechik, Danny Daniels, Jonna Dior. I'm just like naming all the most famous porn stars, really.
It's a great list. Yeah. I liked just being like,
I'm delicious. That,
and I will thank you.
Yes. So then I also had to look at like male porn performers too.
Yeah.
In terms of, this is all sourced from Pornhub's like top performers, top models, you know, like in terms of popularity. So I went to Guy, and the number one, Jordi El Nino, Poya, classic.
Classic brunette.
Followed by Owen Gray, who I didn't think of him as a brunette.
But that's also a fine line. That's another area where it gets confusing.
He's sort of a redhead.
Because a lot of blonde, weirdly, I find this with, well, I guess it's true.
He has ginger energy.
Ginger energy.
Is he not a ginger?
See, I thought of him as like a dirty blonde.
Fascinating.
Like, I didn't think of him as like red tones.
I'm trying to think of his, what his pubes look like.
Dark, aren't they?
They're sort of
quite
gingery.
Often scarce. Hard
they're
to know.
They're scarce, yeah. But I think they're sort of gingery. Have I just like made him a ginger in my head?
I think so. But I also know people who are convinced they're like a friend of mine who I won't name because maybe it's weird.
Convinced they're ginger?
Yeah. But other people in his family are.
Oh, so he's got like ginger DNA.
And he does get like ginger specks in his beard.
Oh, sure.
But he's fucking blonde.
Yeah. I mean, I have a friend too that like says he's a redhead. And I'm like, babe, no, you're not.
But also sometimes people will be like, oh, I'm not blonde. I have brown hair. And I'm like, your hair is blonde. Like, your hair is so much. But I guess if we're getting into mousy, like,
I know.
Is that where blonde exists?
The color spectrum. Dizzying.
I don't know all the words, even.
Well, to me, he's a ginger.
And that makes him more attractive to you?
Yes.
You want to hold on to that because, okay.
He's special.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's exotic because they're exotic. Rare.
Yes, they are.
I see. Yeah.
And also, like, you know, he has a higher threshold for pain.
Do gingers have a higher threshold for pain?
Isn't that true?
Lower.
I thought the opposite was true.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But they need more anesthesia.
Wait, that is a thing.
They need more anesthesia.
Yeah, like,
than
like,
the regular person.
Yeah, because they're more sensitive to the pain.
Oh. Okay, I see
maybe.
What you're saying.
Maybe there's something else to do with why the anesthesia doesn't like
tape.
Oh,
see, in my head, that I thought they were, this whole time, I've
just correlated those
wrong. I thought that they were like, oh, they don't bleed. They don't hurt. They don't feel pain. But they feel pain more intensely.
No, I think it's kind of the opposite, and this will just sound like a judgment, but more like frail creatures, like more prone to like
more frail creatures.
There's like worse immune systems, like
inbred,
lower,
you know,
inbred.
Yes, of course.
No, I think it's something to do with like the, you know, the evolutionary line, and like it being like a,
sure,
it's almost because they're rare that they, I just sound like I'm racist against gingers, which
truly
I did grow up in Colorado. I don't know if you've seen that South Park episode. It's real. There's prejudice around gingers in Colorado, and maybe it's in me and I didn't mean to.
Weirdly, the episode is about brunette.
Yeah,
and here we are.
And I'm just, what I'm doing is I'm sneakily disparaging the other hair colors to boost my own. You see?
Smart. Okay, some other popular brunette porn stars. Antonio Mallorca, Manuel Ferrara, Nacho Vidal, Lucas Frost, Ramon Nomar, Tyler Nixon, Seth Gamble.
Oh,
I know. Delicious list. Really.
Great list. You know, we could just make the show listing porn stars and us making sounds in reaction to them. But people then I feel bad when there's like one I don't know and I'm like, and also you.
And also him. Okay. Fun little stats about brunette as a search term.
Okay.
Because I couldn't really find anything. I feel like brunette is just something, it's just people just happen to be brunette. I don't think people are really like searching for it.
Yeah, like it's a good question. Like, I don't know.
I don't think brunettes are fetishized, I guess.
Yeah.
I think people just happen to be brunette.
Yeah. Yes. Like the fetishization moves more when it's like culturally associated.
Right.
Whereas, like, yeah, I don't know anyone who searches, like, blonde or brunette that isn't, like, a 17-year-old boy trying porn for the first time, being like, my crush has this color hair.
Yeah, yeah.
The way that we all were like, I'm this Spice Girl because that's my hair color.
Ugh, they always made me be sporty, and I didn't want to.
I was also made to be sporty.
You're even less
sporty than I am.
I wanted to be ginger.
You're a ginger.
Yes.
That makes utter sense.
Thank you.
your I officially command you ginger.
What do you identify?
I actually don't know. That's kind of the problem.
Yeah.
Like. None of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really
baby
like a
Spice.
Queer one. Well, actually, Sporty.
There's no queer. Sporty would have been.
Would be the queerest.
But she was like such a tomboy.
Yeah.
Like they put her in such a sporty category.
Yeah.
I was like, can we fucking once give
scary.
Her like a sexy blazer dress as opposed to a tracksuit?
Yeah.
I have thought about Scary.
Yeah.
But also Scary, like what do they do to her? Like what do they mean, Scary Spice? Like that was problematic in its own way.
And like,
and that we were like, what is your
print?
Person that you just have like a big personality? Like that I'm like, sure, maybe I'm like a combo of Scary and Sporty.
Right, right.
But both are kind of meaningless.
Yeah, I mean.
You know?
Yes.
You just slap a label on them and we're like, wow.
Our tiny little brains. Okay, so back to the Pornhub stats.
Yes.
This is from the 2022 year in review. Mexicans are 81% more into brunette when compared to the rest of the world. Brazilians are 92% more likely to view brunette. And then visitors from Poland are 107% more into brunette.
Okay.
Really interesting. I thought we were going in like sort of a South America. Well, I
thought
Mexico
were going in like a
North
viewing
America.
Our own.
Right.
Like. Culture direction and then Poland, although it's not like Poland is exclusively blonde people.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's interesting that it's so much higher there.
Yeah,
like there has to be some cultural element that like maybe there like a brunette is exotic, you know,
really
maybe there
point.
It's like wow, a spicy brunette.
Yeah,
you
really
know
good point.
Compared to you Brazilian. Know a very Christian blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I still am sorry. I'm still not over the fact that the 20% of the world's population has brown hair. That feels wrong.
I want you to do a deeper dive.
You know?
I'm weirdly happy to just forget that stat for the rest of my life.
I guess.
But
sure.
If it's stuck in your car.
I'm just like looking at this room right now and all three of us have 100% of this room has brown hair.
I think that part of the challenge resides in the difference between brown and black.
Sure.
Because I think that is a Venn diagram, you see,
right.
And a bit murky, where like some people with raven hair are considered
right.
brunette.
Right.
And if we're saying this many people have black hair.
Yeah.
Black is a quite absolute concept.
It is, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'd be very curious where they're drawing the line and where they're like, you get to be on
like,
this side and you get
like
to be on
like countries
this side.
And like Asia.
Yeah.
And,
I'm
you
thinking
know.
I'm thinking about many ethnicities and cultures and being like, what would you call?
Yes.
That, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And certainly I have Asian friends who are like, my hair's brown. This isn't, black. You know, like, there's a spectrum there as well.
Sure, of course.
So, who did this study?
Yes, I have questions. World Atlas did the study.
That does sound like a problematic textbook I read in third grade. Like, it does sound like,
world,
there,
there's,
like there
a
are
white,
four
there's a white man
hair,
holding the globe.
Yes. Exactly.
And he's supposed to represent God.
Yeah. Or at least we feel like he does. Because it's going to definitely be patriarchal.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's got like a white beard. Okay.
Yeah.
Should we do the showdown?
Let's do the showdown.
Okay. Hot brunette enjoy giving a blowy and then hardcore fucking. I haven't used the term blowy.
Blowy. Blowy is, it's, I dated a guy in high school briefly who hated the word handy because he thought it was like juvenile.
Yeah.
I think blowy kind of has a similar
risk.
Well,
it sounds like a child's TV show.
Yeah.
Because there is one called Bluey, but like, you know.
Hmm.
So it's just, it's a hair off, a brown hair off.
Or is it a raven hair
is
off?
It's a raven hair. Blowy. And then hardcore fucking.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't sound sexy. Like blowy, blowy, and then hardcore fucking.
They don't go. They don't
they
go,
don't
hand,
go hand,
hand,
hand in hand.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't go handy in handy.
Sexy brunette whore gets double penetrated by hot Latina blonde tranny and horny dude nearby the swimming pool.
Wow, we got a lot of
happening.
A lot of descriptors.
Apologies, folks, for the problematic terminology in there.
Yes,
this is verbatim.
Blonde and brunette.
Yeah.
Dude.
Where there's a horny dude and there's a Latina blonde trans person who are double teaming this sexy brunette whore.
Yes. Lest we forget.
Double teaming and double penetrating.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when you remove the problematic labeling, it actually sounds kind of hot. I'm like, this is just a cool
swimming pool
side threesome, but with some DP even.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm done talking about this
Great.
One.
Okay.
I close the book on it.
Brunette married guy, take a gay's cock. Take a gaze cock.
Just take a gaze cock.
You know what? Take a gaze cock.
We all need to take a gaze cock like once
for
a week.
Once.
You know, here and there.
How could you say you've lived?
You haven't taken a gaze cock.
You know?
Gorgeous brunette gets licked before rough fuck.
Ooh.
Anal addicted.
Oh.
I kind of liked that touch at the end.
This honestly could be about me.
Yeah. Honestly. It could be.
I see myself in this.
Yeah.
You know.
Anal addicted. That would be the name of your channel.
It would be. Yeah.
It's a good
sure.
one. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a major search term.
Yeah.
I'm subscribed. I already signed up. Beep, boop.
Wonderful brunette enjoying.
That's it.
That's it.
She's just enjoying.
Hmm.
What does it matter what she's enjoying?
Yes.
She's enjoying it.
Let her live.
Let her have her pleasure.
Yes.
We don't need to define it.
No.
We don't need to label it.
Mm-mm.
She's just enjoying.
She's just enjoying.
Similarly, short and sweet, brunette seduce employer.
Oh.
This kind of touches on the sophisticated idea.
Mm.
Like, I do think of a lot of brunette porn and being like, she's...
Or she has a job.
She's a job.
We don't know what it is.
The babysitter, the brunette is the, like, secretary
yes.
in a, like, unfortunate pantsuit for some reason.
Yeah. She's...
Yeah.
We don't know if it's well-paying.
Mm.
You know, we don't know what kind of benefits she gets, but
yeah.
she has a job.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, last one for me.
Okay.
Anal sex, brunette, blowjob, cum shot, facial, oral sex, hot.
This is also on your channel.
Anal sex. I mean, and it, you know what I mean? Like, come on.
Yeah. It's a mantra, practically.
Anal sex.
It's a
brunette,
chant.
Blowjob, cum shot, facial,
it's a call
oral
to
sex,
action.
Hot.
Yeah.
It's a call to
action. It's active.
What do we want?
Anal sex. This one, for some reason, really tickles me.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck her finally.
This sounds like my European vacation.
Yeah. I fuck her finally. 2 days I chase her around the streets. I fuck her finally.
I have to fuck her ass.
Anal sex.
Let's take a break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to Free Use Kitchen, is the name of the first video we're going to talk about from Say Uncle.
Mm.
Free Use Twink. We found this on X Hamster. What a sight. It stars Dakota Lovell, Jonah Wheeler, and Amon Bain. And, you know, little premise. These three charming men are hanging out. They're chatting about their dinner.
yeah.
that they're going to make. They just went to the grocery store. They've gotten anything that vaguely resembles a dick.
And they're going
to
grill it up.
Well, there's a lot of discussion about whether or not yes. they're going
to
grill.
Yeah, I wanted to get right into, like, the thing that is most impressive about this porn yeah. is how much we managed to discuss the meal that we're making.
Right.
Like the discussion of the size of the cucumber and the best way to cut mm-hmm. and grill a cucumber.
A squash.
Like different way. Like, are we going to do a skewer? Like, yes. are we going to consider all of this?
Also, he holds the eggplant up. Dakota holds the eggplant. He's like, well, they didn't have like full size eggplants. I'm like, babe, that's a full size eggplant. Like, they don't come bigger, actually. That's it.
Full size is really funny.
I know. I was like, that's.
Like, when is it full?
Yeah.
If it's an eggplant. Eggplant, you know,
that's it. It doesn't get any bigger than that.
That's the eggplant. But you know, it's a porn joke. Like the dick could always get bigger, I suppose. Uh-huh. I was really dying and impressed when they got around to like, and you know, like cucumber and tea sandwiches. Like they were so like grasping at straws to be like,
because they
how
have
do
to like
draw
fill
this conversation out as long as possible.
Because it's like a 30-minute video and it's free use. So obviously, like they're talking about their dinner and they just start whipping their dicks out and they're like jerking off, getting hard. And then Dakota starts chopping up the zucchini while Amon starts fucking him. And I was like, okay, this is a little dangerous.
Yeah.
Slightly dangerous here.
Yeah. I guess we should clarify, like, basically what's happening is we're the whole conversation continues.
Right.
The whole scene. So it's mm-hmm. not just exposition or, like, scene setup.
No. They this are talking
like,
while they are.
This is a, like, ignoring slash free use video. Where as soon as they're just talking about whether they're going to fry or grill the cucumber, somebody's like masturbating and then they're fucking. But with the most calm, collected,
Again,
no reaction to the sex whatsoever.
I know. This is like, I'm like, wow, these performers are really great.
Mm-hmm.
But also at the same time, I'm like, I did miss the thing that I love about free use, which is like the like, okay.
Yeah.
This is a little hard for me to concentrate, you know?
I want the fight.
Yes, exactly. Show me the struggle.
If you're gonna, like, the thing that's hot about, like, ignoring style videos for me, too, is, like, like, it's a little bit of that dubious consent. It's the person be like, I'm just gonna go about my business.
Yes, yeah.
It's fine. Yes, we can continue.
Right, but
like, that's
fine.
That's hot.
Yeah.
This is a whole different thing.
I know.
Like, they're fully just, like, having the most boring conversation.
Right. And like also
and
having kind of
very
boring
casually
sex.
Fucking each other. Yeah.
Which is, I mean, there were moments obviously that were hot to me. But I was just like, wow, I would have loved just like a little bit of like, wow, this is hard for me to concentrate or like, you know.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a longer version where we get there. There must be.
Yeah.
We just watched the first half.
Jonah Wheeler also looks so much like my friend. And
who's
he
your friend?
Like, sounds like my friend Matt. Looks like my friend Matt. And like literally looks like him, sounds like him. I was like, this, I'm watching Matt Buck right now.
Because I feel like if I was going to cast this, it's Cole Escola, Anthony Ramos. And then I didn't quite have
someone for Jonah. Well, it's my friend Matt.
It's your friend Matt. That's perfect.
That's exactly what it is.
Your friend Matt's quite attractive.
Yeah, no, he's hot.
And he has
like
a
mustache,
hot, sort
you know?
Of young daddy vibe.
He's exactly this person.
He does feel like a young dad in his tone in this, too, where he's like, well, the thing is, you can take him out back.
I know,
you fry him up and you get a nice brown on him.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, just put it in me, daddy.
I know. And he's like in the middle of like sucking a dick. He's like, no, that's not true. He's like, no. when you things get smaller when they're colder. But if they did get smaller, then like why would they refrigerate vegetables when you go to the grocery store? You know? And then he like puts the dick back in his mouth. I was like, wow, fascinating.
Is that also a fact? Wait, what did he say?
He was like, well, Amon was like, oh, don't things get like smaller when they get colder? Like, why would you wash it with cold water? Mm. Talking about the vegetables.
Yeah.
And he was like, shouldn't you wash it with warm water? He's like, if that was the case, why would we put them in like refrigerated aisles in the, you know, and then it was like,
because we wouldn't want to shrink our vegetables.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I can think of to pretend there's science that I'm aware of here, I mean, the science exists. I just don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course.
But you know that like snow, when it shrinks down, takes up less space. Like if you have like a bowl of snow and it's like piled out the top of the bowl, when it melts into water, it's like half the bowl.
Sure.
Ice is bigger than water is what I'm getting at.
But I mean things when you get
the collect bowls of snow in Michigan. I thought we had
like
everything in common with
when
our
you
states.
Get when things get cold, they shrink. Like
well,
your body.
Dicks,
yeah.
Yes.
And
yeah,
like your body.
Contract.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So that's what he was thinking. That was the science.
But when it comes to vegetables,
I think he was trying to relate to the fact about like there were. I think everything's in sexual.
Like, don't things shrink
when they get cold? You know, wink, wink.
They contract and
Anyways, of course, I found this hot because it was men fucking each other and there was like a train at the end. And I was like, okay, I'm into this.
Yeah.
But I would have really appreciated a little bit more.
Just some passion, some enthusiasm, some sense that they want to be here.
Right. Of like, oh, wow, I'm actually, this is sort of hard to like talk about the thing we're talking about.
Yeah. I always want that in my for use and ignoring.
Yeah.
But definitely if we consider all of these brunettes.
Yes.
All quite attractive.
Check the box.
All quite representative of the convention.
And I liked that we looked at like, because like, of course we could have just done like, I don't know, like a Lana Rhodes, whatever, Adriana Chechik, something. But I was like, let's talk about some gay male performers.
I love that.
Yeah. And mixing it up.
And speaking of mixing it up.
Yes.
The next one we want to talk about features a wonderful trans performer. Yes. I wasn't aware of Daisy. Oh no, Taylor. Help me out. Daisy Taylor.
Yeah.
Before this.
Yeah. I mean, neither. I just know, like, when I think of, like, a brunette, like, very popular. I mean, obviously, Natalie Mars is, like, an incredible performer. But always nice to diversify our portfolio.
Yes, to meet a new performer. I love when it happens.
Yeah. And she's gorgeous.
She's
and
stunning.
Really sweet.
Yeah. And it was a really striking and endearing, like, charismatic performance style.
She's got, like, this cute little pixie cut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a true, like, POV.
Yeah.
Like waking up next to her, like, oh, you
she's
don't remember
like
last night.
She's on like a belly and like curled up. Like,
I mean, like
the angling
so
on
fun.
It is really well done.
Yeah,
like,
it was very intimate.
It's very intimate. Her performance is very it's really captivating. Like, she's like, hey, like last night was really fun. Like, it's very believable.
Yeah.
It like felt intimate.
And she was like, do you know, I could make us breakfast. Like, what do you have planned for today? Mm-hmm. You know? And then like our POV guy starts like playing with her. And,
yeah.
And then it gets into some sex.
Yeah. It also did some, like, interesting things with, like, because we've talked about in our trans episode way back, we first talked about, like, the surprise.
Oh,
or
sure.
The, like, the sort of how in trans porn when we're dealing with someone with a dick, it's often like, aha.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like, in a problematic way.
There was a slight moment.
There was a little, I think what it was doing was it was borrowing that trope, but slightly modifying it. Where we just kind of, like, she just kind of discreetly sits up and like her cock kind of just like rolls out onto her leg.
The camera
and she's
sort
just
of
kind
like
of like looking
down.
At this camera, like clocks it, comes up and then just like reaches right for it.
Yeah.
And just starts like playing. And it, I think it was like, that was kind of hot to me because it was like part of the, we shouldn't say in part of the premise is that the guy in bed with her doesn't remember what happened last night.
Yeah.
Or so it does have some of that like surprise. Like she's like, nice to meet you. Like it does have that surprise element.
Yeah.
But him just, like, going for it was, like, hot. Like, she kind of owned it. She was like, do you remember this? It's, like, kind of what she might have said.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he like, him just being, like, immediately into it and wanting to, like, play with her cock and, like, make her feel good felt different than, like, some of the surprise stuff we see where it's, like,
aha.
Where it's, like, oh, gross.
Yeah, or, like, you're gay now.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess I have to suck this dick. You know, like the, like, the dubious consent version of it. So I thought that was kind of clever.
I did too.
Like,
no,
it's not altogether great. Like, it's not necessarily, like, totally inclusive because it is kind of, it's definitely still, like, objectifying. It's still kind of fetishizing
her.
It is porn after all.
Of course.
But it's, like, it's the way that it's sort of harnessing that fetishization seems really conscious, like, seems intentional in a way that's smart.
Yeah.
And that probably is really effective and, like, drawing an audience.
Yeah.
And Daisy Taylor, from what we know, is, like, does quite well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, really hot vid. I also really love, I mean, I love watching, you know, like, I'm a big fan of, like, Aubrey Kate as a performer, and I love anytime. But, like, no one's sex organs are ignored, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they are used.
Yeah.
Everyone's pleasure is involved.
We also rub cocks together, which has weirdly become something I've really enjoyed.
I really love that.
Yeah, a long time,
like,
too. Like,
two
just
hands.
Full, like, two-hand, like, double dick hand job. Yeah. Really sensual,
hot,
also.
Hot to me. Yeah.
Like, really, like, the blowjob involved, like, kissing and licking and, like, eye contact. Like, it was a very intimate
scene. My favorite part after, like, we come, POV person, and then Daisy comes. Mm-hmm. We go in the shower with her.
Yeah.
Which I really loved.
Yeah.
We go in the shower, and then it's like we clean up, and then it's like, okay. And then she like walks us to the door, and it's like, okay, well, it was really fun. Like, are you going to miss me? You know?
Yeah.
It was very sweet. Like, it was like, it felt like, you know.
Yeah.
What actually happens like in the morning after like a hookup.
You know? Nice one.
Yes.
Not most. Yeah. But a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I loved it. I thought, I mean, there were definitely moments, obviously, like I was, you know, turned on by this video.
Yeah, I was too.
I really liked it. And I thought that like there was something kind of like sweet and like girlish about Daisy that I really liked, you know? Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was really endeared to her.
Yeah, me too. Like, me too.
She was beautiful and like just a really strong performer, like a really believable, natural performance and just like a great fuck to watch, you
Intimate.
Know, like all of that. Like really striking.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, let's have her on.
I know. Both of these videos did turn me on. I will, you know, guilty.
Yeah, I think.
I like dicks and I like brunettes. So,
hey,
sue me.
Taking all those boxes. Yeah, I think Daisy more than
the other one
are free use, just because the free use was like so flat. Like, it was so like amusing. Like, I was just in a different headspace.
Right.
Like, occasionally I'd be like, oh, this is kind of hot. Like, we're just watching blowjob. But then I'd just be laughing at those moments you were talking about of like, oh, actually, that's not true. Because, like, I was just like, it was like an amazing sketch more than it was like porn to me.
Yes, yes.
But Daisy definitely turned me on.
Yeah.
It was a cool vid.
Well, hey, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on our Instagram and TikTok at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On our YouTube, youtube.com/@girlsonpern. On our website, girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to leave us a cheeky little 5-star review, it means the world to us because we get a lot of anonymous 1-stars from folks who just generally object to what we do here. So the 5-star review goes a long way. If you want us to thank you, you can always include your Instagram handle.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.